more specific counsel on health. As she continued in this first writing of the vision, she blended what pertained more particularly to her and her husband and what was directed to others. I saw that when we tax our strength, overlabor and weary ourselves much, then we take colds and at such times are in danger of diseases taking a dangerous form. We must not leave the care of ourselves for God to see to and to take care of that which He has left for us to watch and care for. It is not safe nor pleasing to God to violate the laws of health and then ask Him to take care of our health and keep us from disease when we are living directly contrary to our prayers. I saw that it was a sacred duty to attend to our health, and arouse others to their duty, and yet not take the burden of their cases upon us. Yet we have a duty to speak, to come out against intemperance of every kind, intemperance in working, in eating, in drinking, and in drugging, and then point them to God's great medicine, water, pure soft water, for diseases, for health, for cleanliness, and for a luxury. Then there was a call for an active ministry on the part of James and Ellen White along health lines. I saw that we should not be silent upon the subject of health, but should wake up minds to the subject. I saw that our children should be instructed, and we should take time to teach them, and to study their dispositions, that we should be firm and decided, but gain their love. It does them no good to be censured and talked to in an ordering tone. We should study what treatment would have the best influence on us, and then should pursue the same course with our children. They have our minds. They are sensitive, quick to feel. They do not mean to be wrong, but they have a great battle before them. They need the help of their parents, who have experience. None can help them as well as we. We should take special care to interest ourselves in all their pursuits. The time which belongs to our children, company has claimed. We should not rob our children of our society, but let them find their highest pleasure with us. This vision opened up new responsibilities to James and Ellen White. They were to lead in guiding the denomination into new fields of investigation and application of basic health principles. They were to forge ahead as teachers in the area of health. The vision also called for practical applications in their own home and with their own children. Were all these things within the range of possibility? Could they measure up to the task?